Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Good afternoon. One of the things that we see constantly here in America and around the world is the woke crowd, and they think that they know everything. They think that because my generation didn't have the green things that they've got, that we were the ones who were causing all the troubles. Well, this is a story that shows the woke crowd isn't as woke as they thought they were. And I lived through this, so I know this is true. Checking out at the store, a young cashier suggested to the much older lady that she should bring her own grocery bags because plastic bags are not good for the environment. The woman apologized to the young girl and explained, "We didn't have this green thing back in my earlier days." The young clerk responded, "That's our problem today. Your generation didn't not care enough to save our environment for future generations." The older lady said that she was right. Our generation didn't have the green thing in its days. The older lady went on to explain, "Back then we returned milk bottles, soda bottles, and beer bottles to the store. The store sent them back to the plant to be washed and sterilized and refilled, so it could use the same bottles over and over. So they really were recycled. But we didn't have the green thing back in our day. Grocery stores bagged our groceries in brown paper bags that we reused for numerous things. Most memorable besides household garbage bags was the use of brown paper bags as book covers for our school books. This was to ensure that public property, the books provided for our use by the school, was not defaced by our scribblings. Then we were able to personalize our books on the brown paper bags. But too bad we didn't do the green thing back then. We walked upstairs because we didn't have an escalator in every store and office building. We walked to the grocery store and didn't climb into a 300 horsepower machine every time we had to go two blocks. But she was right. We didn't have the green thing in our day. Back then, we washed the baby's diapers because we didn't have the throwaway kind. We dried clothes on a line, not in an energy gobbling machine burning up to 220 volts. Wind and solar power really did dry our clothes back in our early days. Kids got hand-me-down clothes from their brothers or sisters, not always brand new clothing. But that young lady is right. We didn't have the green thing back in our day. Back then we had one TV or radio in the house, not a TV in every room. And the TV had a small screen the size of a handkerchief. Remember them? Not the screen the size of the state of Montana. In the kitchen, we blended and stirred by hand because we didn't have electric machines to do everything for us. When we packaged a fragile item to send in the mail, we used wadded up old newspapers to cushion it, not styrofoam or plastic bubble wrap. Back then, we didn't fire up an engine and burn gasoline just to cut the lawn. We used a lawnmower that was pushed and ran on human power. We exercised by working, so we didn't need to go to a health club to run on treadmills that operate on electricity. But she's right. We didn't have the green thing back then. We drank from a fountain when we were thirsty instead of using a cup or a plastic bottle every time we had a drink of water. We refilled writing pens with ink instead of buying a new pen. We replaced the razor blade in a razor instead of throwing away the whole razor just because the blade got dull. But we didn't have the green thing back then. Back then, people took the streetcar or a bus, and kids rode their bikes to school or walked instead of turning their moms into a 24-hour taxi service in the family's $45,000 SUV or van, which cost what a whole house did before the green thing. We had one electrical outlet in a room, not an entire bank of sockets to power a dozen appliances. And we didn't need a computerized gadget to receive a signal beamed from satellites 23,000 miles out in space in order to find the nearest burger joint. But isn't it sad that current generation laments how wasteful we old folks were just because we didn't have the green thing back then? This is a story that needs to be told to another selfish old person who needs the lesson in conservation from a smart-ass young person, because we all get them from time to time. We don't like being old in the first place, so it doesn't take much to piss us off, especially when it comes from a tattooed, multiple-pierced smart-ass who can't make change without the cash register telling them how much they owe us. We didn't do that. We figured that in our own heads. And, you know, this green thing, it's bunk. It is pure debunk.
But what we saw in that Senate today was a cowardly group of Republicans who apparently have no option to see.
Show me where it said that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Something about your dad's immigration practices,
you
feckless.
They go low.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right on to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face. And then gotten out of the race. He would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. If I said we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
It's amazing how people try to frame everything racially and how they create divisions among our society.
That's one small step for man. One giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to hour number one of NWCR Radio with your host, Robert Garding. This is Duke Brooks of Radio Free Delmarva from 92.7 WGMD, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. And I'm proud to introduce my friend Robert as we fight to protect the America we know and love. Through the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, you're listening to NWCR Radio, broadcast through the CNM network in Albuquerque, New Mexico, from our Freedom Studio. And now, here's Robert.
Okay, today marked the first show of Dan Bongino's new radio show that is in the same space of the radio that the Rush Limbaugh show was. And on his show today, he had Trump, which was a really good show. Popular conservative commentator Dan Bongino launched his new radio show, radio program on Monday, which is today, by airing an exclusive interview with former President Donald Trump, asking whether he will run in the 2024 presidential election. The Dan Bongino show took the time slot held by the late conservative radio host Rush Limbaugh. Now, Bongino told Fox News program Fox and Friends that there's no replacing Rush, okay? None. It's never going to happen. But me being in that time slot, I really hope to do some honor to his legacy, Bongino added. Bongino is a former Secret Service agent, New York City Police Department veteran, and a best-selling author. And in 2020, he also faced lymphoma. He has become well-known for his outspoken podcast commentaries, even attracting the attention of Trump, which is something that would really be cool if I could ever do something like that. But in an interview that aired Monday, Trump teased listeners concerning another presidential run. And on it, you know, on the premiere edition of his radio show, Bongino asked former President Donald Trump if he plans to run in 2024. His answer is going to send the speculation into overdrive. "We're going to make you very, very happy," he said. But Bongino asked the former president, he said, quote, "I have to ask, where are we with 2024? We need you. We need you big time. You thinking about it? Are you leaning one way? We'd love to hear about it." And Trump answered, "We are going to make you very happy. And we're going to do what's right. And we've done a great job for the economy, for the country, rebuilt our military, and had the greatest economy ever." Among other topics addressed in the program, Bongino asked Trump about recent reports concerning UFOs. And there's been a bunch of them. But Bongino says, "Is there something the government is not telling us about this UFO thing?" Trump dodged the direct answer, suggesting that he was maybe not such a believer. But the new program airs on the Westwood One audio network, and it's something that I know I'm probably going to be listening to because I loved Rush. I listened to him. The reason why I even do this show is because of Rush. And I know there's a lot of us out here who do radio, and we know we're nowhere near as big as Rush was. We do it because he did it. He showed us the way to let the people know what the heck is going on. And it's something that really, really needs to be known. Because right at the moment, we have so much going on at such a huge and high-pitched pace that there's no way that any one of us can know exactly what is going on, what is happening in this world, what is happening in this country, and know about everything that is going on. It's just impossible nowadays. That's why shows like this one and this network, CNN, and shows like American by Design, which didn't air last night, I guess it was because of bad weather, inclement weather, because he gets a lot of thunderstorms out there. And there's just situations that happen. This week, or this weekend, Black by Color only didn't air because he had made previous plans to go to the coast and the beach with his wife, which is an awesome thing to do. I wish I could do something like that. But right now I live actually closer to the beach than I have lived in a long time, but I'm still quite a ways from it. But we have a lot of things going on tonight. We have the Iowa and Alabama governors signing laws banning vaccine passports, which they need to be banned. We have other things that are going on that should be banned, like critical race theory. Folks, this is a theory. It's not something that has been proven. It's not something that is fact. It's a theory, and they're trying to teach this crap to our children. And DeSantis, the governor of Florida, has actually said it correctly. And I will get to this after my first break, but DeSantis on the critical race theory says it's offensive to expect taxpayers to pay to teach kids to hate their country. And on that one, amen to that one, and we will be right back after these messages.
You are listening to NWCR Radio, where the truth rings free with the voice of reason in this very unreasonable world.
Conservative Nation Media is growing, and what better way to grow than to bring our own Uncle Bing Fisher back with his great show, American by Design. Uncle Bing Fisher brings his engineer's insight and his love of America back to CNM with American by Design, Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time on conservativenationmedia.com. So stay with Conservative Nation Media, working to get ourselves back to 7 days a week, where now we have the weekends filled, ending with one of the oldest shows on CNM, with Bing's mellow voice giving you the wisdom that America is craving today. That's American by Design on Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins. Vietnam was the war where American troops showed valor and bravery on the battlefields, but where the enemy was nothing more than ghosts in the jungle, and they were superstitious too. This gave rise to the Vampire Patrol, six men who fought the whole war together, spreading death and destruction along with vampire voodoo lore into the ranks of the enemy with cutthroat precision and accuracy. Now, years later, Matt Joseph works as a private investigator in Tucson, Arizona, running his own business, the Matt Joseph Investigations Company. His best friend and former commander of the Vampire Patrol is chief of police of the South Tucson Police Department. The job that gets Matt on this case also brings the Vampire Patrol back from the past and places it smack dab in the middle of the present day, taking him to a small town on the Indian reservation called Lukachukai in northern Arizona. There, a mountain named Rook Butte not only holds mystery, but also a dark cloud of fear that oozes out of it into the evening sky. Matt has been hired to find out what is going on without getting caught up in its death and destruction in the process. Night Owls is first in a new series of mysteries featuring Matt Joseph, Private Eye, and is on sale now at https://www.amazon.com/dp/1500284491. That's https://www.amazon.com/dp/1500284491. It is also available in both digital and book form. That's Night Owls, Matt Joseph Mystery by Robert P. Garding. Order it today. Okay, we are back. The call-in number is 646-478-5284. Now, I started to talk about DeSantis on critical race theory. And the things that we have to start realizing here, folks, is the Democrats want to push their agenda on us. They don't care what it does to this nation. They don't care what it does to our kids. They just want to push their agenda on us. And in this one, Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis said Friday that he opposes teaching critical race theory in the state's public schools, calling the ideas pushed by its advocates as based on false history, which it is, and teaching kids to hate their country and to hate each other. And we have seen a lot of this lately. We have seen a lot of this hate, not only for our country, but for everyone involved. DeSantis made the remarks at a Friday press conference in Pensacola, where he announced the signing of a bill temporarily establishing several statewide tax-free periods on items like storm supplies and back-to-school products, which is a good thing. It's offensive to the taxpayer that they would be asked to fund critical race theory, that they would be asked to fund teaching kids to hate their country and to hate each other, DeSantis said. In a recent interview on NTC's Focus Talk, Yatin Chu, an Asian mother of two and co-chair of the New York chapter of the Foundation Against Intolerance and Racism, or FAIR, described critical race theory as pushing the idea that parrot outcomes such as academic competency scores can be reduced to a single variable, race. It can't be, but that's what the left is constantly pushing here. Advocates of the theory, which she said is increasingly being taught at pre-college levels, push the socialism notion of equality of outcome and blame differences in outcomes on entrenched privilege while dividing people into oppressors and their victims, the oppressed. Folks, what we have to realize here is that we're humans. Each one of us has different talents, which means I'm not going to be equal to someone else who has a talent for football and has the strength and the body build to play professional football. I could never do that. I'm good when I play football, but I'm too little, so I could never make it. So that makes me the oppressed, I guess, according to the left. But Republicans across the nation are trying to prevent the teaching of critical race theory in classrooms, and it should be stopped. It's nothing but something that will teach our children to hate each other. It's something that will teach our children to believe that race has everything to do with everything that's wrong when it doesn't. Recently, South Dakota's Republican Governor Kristi Noem took aim at both the 1619 Project and critical race theory and, like DeSantis, voiced opposition to their incorporation in school curriculum. The 1619 Project relies on the concept of critical race theory to further divide students based on the color of their skin, which is wrong, folks. But that's what the left is pushing here. Noem wrote in a series of tweets on Friday, "This is inappropriate and un-American. It has no place in South Dakota, and it certainly has no place in South Dakota classrooms." The 1619 Project inaugurated with a special issue of the New York Times Magazine, attempts to cast the Atlantic slave trade as the dominant factor in the founding of America instead of ideals such as individual liberty and natural rights, or even the truth, for that matter. The initiative has been widely panned by historians and political scientists, with some critics calling it a bid to rewrite U.S. history through a left-wing lens, and that's exactly what is going on here. The left has been trying hard to rewrite American history since I can remember when. This isn't a project about trying to teach children that our country is evil, but it is a project trying to teach children. Oh, wait, I skipped a paragraph here, but Nicole Hannah-Jones, creator of the 1619 Project, responded to the GOP criticism of the project during an interview with MSNBC, of course, on a left-wing side, on May 3rd, saying the 1619 curriculum being allowed in schools is a matter of free speech. Okay, fine. But you guys on the left constantly push your free speech on us, but we can't push our free speech on you. So that kind of makes it kind of one-sided, doesn't it? She says, this isn't a project about trying to teach children that our country is evil. Yeah, it is. But it is a project trying to teach children the truth about what our country was based upon. And it's only in really confronting that truth, slavery was foundational to the United States. We, after the slavery, experienced 100 years of legalized discrimination against Black Americans, said Hannah Jones, which isn't true. Mitch McConnell and others like him want for our children to get a propagandistic, nationalistic understanding of history that is not about facts, but it is about how they would want to pretend what our country is, unquote. Proponents of critical race theory have argued that it's needed to demonstrate what they say is perverse systemic racism and facilitate rooting it out. And systemic racism is another one of these things that the left has come up with to push their agendas down our throats and make us the bad guys when we say it's not the right thing to do. Critics draw parallels between critical race theory and Marxism, which it's there, folks, if you just look at it, arguing that the concept advocates for the destruction of institutions such as the Western justice system, free market economy, and orthodox religions while demanding that they be replaced with institutions compliant with critical race theory ideology. And that's where we're heading, folks. That's exactly where we're heading if we don't stop this. We've got, right now, we have our children being taught this hate for America, and nobody is pushing back on it. The parents will send their kids to school and don't even ask them what they learned so that they can put their 2 cents worth in. They're just letting the schools teach their children to hate America, say that America was founded on slavery, which it was not. And they keep saying that America, being founded on slavery, was caused by all the white people who founded America. The problem with that thinking is that when America was founded, there was not slavery here. It came later on, and the people who sold the slaves to America were black slave traders, not white slave traders. And this whole idea that we have to keep doing what we're doing to save the nation from the people who have the truth and the facts on their side is insane. And that's what the left is doing. They are pushing facts that do not exist, because that is the only thing that will help what they want to do. And if they would just push the facts, they would suddenly find out that the way they're trying to push this country is wrong. And the next story that I want to talk about is actually about critical race theory, where the Texas Senate passes the bill that bans critical race theory from classrooms in Texas. And we will be right back.
Aren't you glad the so-called fairness doctrine doesn't apply here?
Conservative Nation Media, or CNM, is pleased to announce the return of Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown. Earlier this summer, Vincent took time off for the summer to do some things that he wanted to do with his family. Family is important, no matter what the left says. Now he is back. Starting on the 19th of September, Vincent Brown is back with Black by Color Only at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturdays with the show that you all loved. Vincent has a special way to let you know just what is going on and why it is good or bad. That's Black by Color Only on CNM, where America always wins.
Conservatives are always fighting to find a place they can call home. And every time we find one, the leftists in this nation take that away. Well, we have a new home now, and all you have to do is go in and join. Bite Me in the Basement is that site where we can join in to get our voices heard by others who feel the same way as we do. Just join BiteMeInTheBasement.com and join us for a rousing discussion of American patriotism and become a member. Learn things that you can do to help America become great again, to stop the lawless things that are going on, so we never have to see another fraudulent election like the one that put America-hating Joe Biden into the White House, and now he shouldn't even be there. That's BiteMeInTheBasement.com, and join patriotic Americans for a vision for a future America. Free America in the chat room. One of the things that I noticed today was I was in Walmart and I was not wearing a mask. They have decided that the mask mandate here in New Mexico is gone now. And I've noticed that when I was in Walmart, you don't have to wear a mask in there, but about 95% of the people still put them on. And they'll put them on outside where it's like 80 degrees outside, and the virus will not live out there. But they still do it. I was walking through the store today, and this lady walked up to me that I'd never seen before. She didn't have a mask on, and she told me, she says, "It's nice to see your face." That is a good way to greet somebody in a store, especially when you're in a state like New Mexico where 90% of the people are scared to death because of what the government has been telling them. Thank you for letting me know that, because last week my mic was not working well, and I just wanted to make sure it was coming in loud and clear. But I want to get back to what I was talking about before. That with the Texas Senate passing a bill that bans critical race theory from classrooms, and that's exactly what needs to be done. The Texas State Senate passed the bill on May 22nd that prohibits schools from mandating the teaching of critical race theory, or CRT. The House Bill 3979 doesn't mention CRT by name, but apparently aims to ban the quasi-Marxist ideology in public and open enrollment charter schools. According to the bill and its text, teachers, administrators, and employees from state agencies, school districts, and open enrollment charter schools are prohibited from teaching students that one race is inherently superior to another race or sex, or that an individual is inherently racist, sexist, or oppressive by virtue of his or her race or sex, which is stupid. And good to see you there, bringing it, boy. Glad to see you there. A teacher may not be compelled to discuss current events or widely debated and currently controversial issues of public policy or social affairs in social studies curriculum in Texas history, U.S. history, world history, government, civics, social studies, or similar subjects according to the bill. If teachers choose to discuss the above topics, they must explore those topics from a diverse and contending perspectives and can't give deference to any one perspective. The bill also requires the State Board of Education to adopt civic education to help students' understanding of the moral, political, and intellectual foundations of U.S. history and tradition. And these are all things that the left is trying to force out of our schools. But they also want to teach the founding documents of the United States. The Lone Star State's lower chamber passed the bill on May 11th, but it will have to approve it again in alignment with the revisions made by the state Senate. CRT, which espouses the idea that race is not natural, but socially constructed to oppress and exploit minorities, is an offshoot of the quasi-Marxist critical theory social philosophy that was promoted by the Frankfurt School of Thought. That's pretty easy. Yep. Then-President Donald Trump signed an executive order banning CRT training in federal agencies in September of 2020, with the White House describing it as anti-American propaganda, which is exactly what it is. However, the socialist ideal has been embraced by faux President Joe Biden and his fake administration. Biden reversed Trump's September 2020 executive order after entering the White House and pushed CRT training on all fronts. Of course he did. That's exactly what the left wants to do. They want to make sure that everybody growing up today hates America in the future. And that way they'll have people in there who will vote for them. They'll have a voting block that they can count on. And that's where this whole thing is going. The Texas Public Policy Foundation applauded the state's legislature's move, saying it will protect students. And it should if they keep up with it. This is a huge win for Texas students. We will not allow state-funded racism in our schools or permit our students to be used as political props, which is what the left wants to do. You think there will be a Karl Marx and a George Floyd Day? Yeah, I actually do. I really do. As long as America keeps saying and keeps pushing the idea that Biden is the president, which he isn't, yeah, I think there will be. I think that a Karl Marx Day is coming and a George Floyd Day will be coming, and they will be national holidays. You know, they'll be the kind of thing where you can go out and the government will say, well, today's George Floyd Day, you get today off with pay. Now, the way this nation is going, people will cheer that, say, oh boy, we got another day off with pay. This is going to be freaking great. I don't care why it's there, just so long as we get it. But Texas Governor Greg Abbott's office didn't reply to an email from the Epoch Times asking the governor if the government will sign the bill into law, and he probably will. However, Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick said in a statement on April 28th after the passage of a similar bill, Senate Bill 2202, that CRT has no place in Texas schools. Texans reject critical race theory and other so-called woke philosophies that maintain that one race or sex is inherently superior to another race or sex or any individual by virtue of his or her race or sex is inherently racist, sexist, and oppressive. And it is, folks. We have to start realizing that it's like I said earlier, I have different talents than, say, Bringing It Boy does. He has different talents than I do. His wife has different talents than either one of us. She is better at certain things than either one of us ever could be. He's better at certain things than I am because that's his talent. We cannot all be equal on this whole thing. And the way that the Democrats are pushing this, it's everybody's equal. Everybody has equal rights, equal talents, equal everything else. And as long as we're human, that isn't going to happen. And Bringing It Boy says it the 25th of December and January 1st being Karl Marx and George Floyd days. Yeah, I can see the left trying to push that. But I don't know. Lujan Grisham, the tyrant in chief here in New Mexico, had the opportunity to praise what happened here in New Mexico, but she didn't. She, like every liberal that I've ever known, had to throw her 2 cents worth in there. And the headline on this one is Governor Lujan Grisham praises Jeffrey Epstein-linked Branson and Richardson during the space launch. Now, on Saturday, this last Saturday, Richard Branson's Virgin Galactic ship completed the first space launch in over 2 years from Spaceport America in Sierra County, and with the launch of the VSS Unity, making New Mexico only the third state to send humans into space. Now, this is something that should have been great for New Mexico, but no, it wasn't, because the governor decided that she was going to force Jeffrey Epstein into the conversation. And I don't know about you, but when something like this happens, this would be something that would be a real boon for New Mexico. But when we have a boon for New Mexico, that's not what a liberal wants. They don't want a liberal. They don't want a conservative thing helping America. They want a liberal thing destroying America. Now, I had this all written down somewhere in a article, and I've got it here, but it's the print on it is rather small and hard for me to read. But I will try anyway, if I can find where I left my glasses, which there they are. Awesome. Now, let's see if I can read this here. It says, to mark the occasion, former Governor Bill Richardson, Branson, and current Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham came together to see the launch. While Richardson was governor, he had the state of New Mexico pump hundreds of millions of dollars into the creation of the spaceport. But Branson and Richardson did not likely know each other from the space launch transaction. They both were included in allegedly slain pedophile Jeffrey Epstein's Little Black Book. Epstein was a sexual degenerate and a pedophile who used strong-arm tactics to feed the sexual desires of powerful people and to latch onto economic wealth. Well, apparently Governor Richardson, who was before Lujan Grisham, and the guy who owns Galaxy, Virgin Galaxy, or whatever, had things to do with Jeffrey Epstein. And the governor had to push this. Now, I don't know about you, but if I was governor of this state and things were as bad as they are in this state, and they're bad because of what I was doing, I sure as hell wouldn't try and bring something up that would make things even worse. But she does every time. And it doesn't matter what she's doing. Yeah, on top of his head is where he first place he loses his glasses. Yeah, my problem has come in lately where my glasses don't really work for me because I've got one eye that has a wrinkled lens in it, and even with glasses on, I cannot see what's going on. So I have to wear magnifying glasses so that my other eye can see and take over from what's going on. And usually I don't wear them because I can't see with them when I'm just walking around, because it puts everything out of focus. Your wife does it all the time. Yeah. And my wife does that too. And thankfully right now I think she's asleep because she had a rough day at work, I suppose, and she's resting now, which is a good thing. But we have finally started to open up here in New Mexico, which is really kind of a good thing, because now you can go into Walmart without a mask on. And I do all the time. But like I had said earlier, this lady came up to me today in Walmart, and she was one of the few that was in there that didn't have a mask on. And she says, "It's nice to see your face." And I immediately figured out that is the way I'm going to address everybody that I see out there that doesn't have a mask on. "It's nice to see your face. It's nice to see that you've got the gonads to not wear a mask, that you're brave enough not to wear a mask." Okay. Bringing a voice says 06/15/2021 is mask free here in California. Hey, I'm glad to hear that. I mean, well, that's still too far away, but at least it's coming. But I haven't heard anything about the recall of Governor Newsom. Here in New Mexico, things that are actually being done that are good for this nation, you don't hear about, unless you get it from like the Epic Times or the Pinion Post News, which is the conservative post here in New Mexico. But we're finding out right now that this next election may turn New Mexico more red than it has been in a long time, because even we have a guy, his name is Mark Moore, who is a conservative Republican who's running for governor. And the Albuquerque Journal actually, and this really kind of blew me away, because the Albuquerque Journal is one of these leftist liberal rags that does almost everything that the New York Times does. Well, they endorsed Mark Moore, which really blew me away, because Mark Moore is the Republican. And I figured that if they were going to endorse anybody, it was going to be the tyrant in chief here, Grisham. But they didn't. They're endorsing Mark Moore. So maybe things are heading in the right direction here in New Mexico. Maybe they're heading in the right direction in California too. And Michigan, I found out that the governor there is in trouble, having problems. From the Epic Times, we have an article on the Maricopa County lawyer who demands the 2020 auditors preserve all documents, may file a lawsuit. An attorney representing Maricopa County sent Republican State Senate President Karen Fan a letter ordering the preservation of all documents relating to the audit of the county. Now, here's the problem with this, folks. The Republicans are not known for destroying documents. It has been the Democrats who's been doing this ever since before 2020. They've been doing this. But they constantly want to push the idea that it's the Republicans who are going to do it. Maricopa County Attorney Alistair Adell sent the notice to Fan claiming that some of the auditors involved in the process made potentially false or defamatory allegations. Well, of course they did, because they went against what the Democrats want. Maricopa County Chairman Jack Sellers said in a statement on Friday in relation to the demand letter sent by Adell, "It is clear the Arizona Senate and its contractors do not intend to retract false allegations defaming the county and its employees." The letter's language suggested that the county may be readying a lawsuit against Fan and other Republican leaders, as lawyers typically issue litigation holds before filing suit. For that reason, Maricopa County is formally requesting Senate President Fan, Senator Peterson, Senate liaison Ken Bennett, and other contractors involved in the audit to preserve documents and evidence as they may be subject to future legal claims, he continued. Now, it's like I said, it's the Democrats who are known for destroying evidence. There was a thing out about a week ago about a lot of the evidence that the Republicans were trying to find was nowhere to be found because the Democrats got rid of it. But the letter focused on Fan's May 13th letter that said a subcontractor for the audit recently discovered that the entire database directory of the D drive of a machine was deleted. And that's what I was talking about. An official Twitter account run by the Senate liaison for the Maricopa Forensic Audit issued a tweet about the drive being deleted, which hasn't been taken down, was also referenced in the demand letter from Adell. Amid reports from CNN, which is, you know, the Communist News Network, and other legacy media outlets, when an auditor, Ben Cotton, backtracked and said that the drive wasn't actually deleted, Cotton told the Epic Times that his comments during a Senate hearing were taken out of context. There's the other one that they always fall back on. When they get caught doing the wrong thing, then what was said when they got caught was taken out of context. Of course it was. But it really wasn't. But there's things going on all over the United States right now when it comes to what happened in November that is not looking good for the Democrats, though they will constantly push the idea that they were in the right in doing everything that they did. But still, Maricopa County is pushing this whole thing about figuring out what happened. California is recalling their governor, which is great. Governor Newsom or Grisham here in New Mexico is embattled. She's having all kinds of problems. And when she opened up the state a little bit, it didn't seem to help her any. And the reason why is because people know what's going on. People know what's going on, and they don't to hear the lies anymore. They don't want to hear the lies that the government is constantly telling us. So they'll constantly come out after people who tell the truth, who will tell the things that the Democrats don't want to be told. And all along, the United States just keeps right on going like nothing is happening. But it's like I've been saying on my updates, how much more do we have to take before we suddenly realize that we've been duped all the way to next year if we don't do something about this? And things are starting to happen. The Democrats don't like it. And sadly enough, most of the Republicans don't either. And it's just totally insane, the things that are going on these days. You have the critical race theory being pushed by the Democrats. They want to teach our children that America is evil and that we have to hate America to make America move forward. Thankfully, there are some states who are starting to fall into line on this and starting to push the other way. Texas and Florida are two of them. South Dakota is another one. I can't say New Mexico is, because they're probably not. As long as they're run by a liberal governor or a liberal tyrant, we won't be. But there are a lot of things going on that we have to start watching, because especially in states like California, Arizona, Texas, and New Mexico, right on the border down here, that the Democrats want to keep wide open. We have to stop this, all of this. And we are coming up on the top of the hour right now, so we will be right back after these messages.
80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
Molon LeVay Challenge Coins and Wares. Similar to challenge coins used by various military units, these MLCCW coins are ideal for anyone that champions the right to keep and bear arms by highlighting the Second Amendment and the Greek phrase Molon LeVay, which translated means come and take them. Come check out our pro-freedom, pro-liberty, and pro-Second Amendment coins and shirts at MLCCW.com. That's MLCCW.com.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with, all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Please don't do anything you will never live to regret.
Angry blowback for the downing of Ukrainian passenger jet gathering momentum in Tehran.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert Garding. This is Kathy Hanner's A Daily Roll Call, and we need more voices like Robert who aren't afraid of the wrath of the left, even when the truth is told and it doesn't fit their agenda. Now, with Biden in charge, this is more imperative than ever. From New Mexico in CNN's Freedom Studio comes the second hour of the show. And now, here again is Robert.
Okay, we are back. I'm in the process right now of looking for an article that bringing up boy told me about the two young kids going in front of a city council expressing their hatred of wearing masks at school. I haven't been able to find that here in New Mexico. It's that kind of thing is something that the government of New Mexico, which is run by a tyrant, will keep the people from finding. And so I am in the process of looking for this now. Write this out here. Okay, let's see here. Well, I found a bunch of things here, but the first one is council votes to apply mask mandate to kids 10 and up, and I think that one's in Michigan. But it didn't come up. Okay, sounds good. It's on YouTube. Okay, so I'll go ahead and look for it on YouTube too, or take the link that gets sent in there, which is pretty cool. From Newsmax comes this one. John Ratcliffe says that Biden's policy reversals created the Israel-Gaza violence. And this is something that a lot of the people who are supposedly in the news won't tell you. They'll just say that it's Israel's fault that all this is going on. But it's not. There it is. Let me see if I can get to this thing here. Select. And copy. Now I'll go here to this one and I'll stick it in there. See if I can get this to work. Paste. Okay, yeah, it's
after 15 months, U.S. Attorney John Durham has filed the first criminal.
Okay. Skip ads.
I just turned 10 years old and I'm a
fourth. Let me see if I can get this to
I expected school to be a little bit different in the beginning. But I didn't think it would stay this way all year long, and I was surprised by the rules. A lot of them didn't make any sense to me, like the fact that we were not allowed to play in the playground or have student council or turn to face each other at lunch, and we also have to wear masks outside at PE and on track. One teacher walks around with a clipboard full of referrals for any student who's masked and on promptly. It makes me feel scared. That same teacher yells at us having our masks down to drink water while we are outside in common. She told us we had to wait until drink water.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
Peek-a-boo.
peek-a-boo, smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby. I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.